Hello, everybody. My name is Eleni Pliakoni, and I'm an associate professor at Kansas State University. And I have 60% teaching appointment and 40% research. And one of my teaching assignments is to lead the Master of Horticulture with emphasis in urban food systems and in a satellite campus that is located 2 hours away from the main campus. And I've been working there since 2013. And at some point, together with my colleagues, Dr. Rivard and Dr. Candice Shoemaker, we realized that this program is great and provides a lot of opportunities and a lot of knowledge to our students. But at the same time, we really wanted to make sure that the students will have hands-on activities and experience in cities that are more advanced in urban agriculture than Kansas City. So we decided to develop a study tour that is actually in home in the United States. And this presentation today is explaining how this in-home urban food system study tour is enhancing experiential learning for our students, or try to explain that. So in 2015, we developed the HORT 7095, which is like the urban agriculture study tour. It's a one-credit elective class, which the students of the master specialization could take. We cap it at 10 people because we are going during the cities with a minivan. So we figure out that the best number of students we can have is 10, and it's a faculty-led tour. So this is how we decide that. We have already been to Chicago, Seattle, and Honolulu. And we designed that class, as I told you, in order to enhance and reinforce what students are learning in the classroom. The main goals was to figure out if students are able to apply the knowledge they were getting inside the classroom at the sites of that we were visiting, and to discover the context of urban agriculture and food systems in all those unique places that we were going. So in order to meet those goals, we put together all these learning objectives, which probably are overwhelming, a lot of text in these slides, but we wanted them to recognize and list examples of horticulture, of urban food systems, talk about the marketing challenges and the strategies of urban farming, issues that are related with urban food system and laws and policies, training resources, as well as be able to collaborate and share the knowledge. And the final project that we were required for them was to develop a project through the tour time. And yeah, sorry. So that was the final project that they had to develop through the time at the visit and assess the urban food system and the role in the food security, as well as challenges. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. But in general, just to sum it up, what we want our students to take away was the different aspects of urban food systems, and not only the main the production, processing, distribution, and consumption, as well as the way those are collaborating and they're working together. So we thought that taking them to a tour and facing them face to face would be easier for them to understand. But all that was in our mind. So what we wanted to do with this project was to assess all those things that we were thinking and see if they were actually working or not in that setup. So the objectives was to see the effectiveness of the how effective was the tour for the experiential learning, if there was any added value to the class, to traditional classroom settings, and if effectively was building confidence and readiness to enter the urban food system profession for our students. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the structure of the class so you can understand how and what we are doing and what how we are trying to achieve those objectives. So before the tour, we are meeting six class periods with the students, and we are going through the course goals, the objectives. We do an overview of the trip, and then we're talking about the final project that they're going to do. And I'm going to give a little bit more details as I move forward. Then we have 5 to 6 days of in-country visit. And as I told you already, we have visited Seattle, Chicago, and Honolulu. And we are actually visiting 2 to 3 sites every day. So we are totaling 15 to 20 different sites that are very careful selected. And then after we are coming back, we are actually having 2 more sessions where the students are like presenting their projects in front of their colleagues, and we are actually talking more about that. The role of a TA, which I have a TA every semester that I am delivering this class, is very important because basically we are working from the previous semester, from the spring. I didn't say that this class is always delivered at the fall time. So we spend almost January to August try to identify the sites, try to connect with the people that are managing the sites, and they're going to have us there. He or she is developing a presentation about the site visit and the actual schedule that we're going to have that week, as well as taking a big leadership role during the study tour together with myself on where we're going to stop, when, what we're going to eat, where, like all those logistics are something that we are working together with TA, and actually always trying to provide some extra support for that TA. And as I told you already, the preparation and the selection of the sites is something that it takes us a lot of time. And we're always trying to find funding opportunities in order to be able to reduce the cost for the students so they can be able, they're able to come and afford the class. And we have students that came twice already to both trips. And in class preparation, I already talk about the slides and the project. We also providing a big emphasis on communication and behavior skills, like how they need to behave or how they need to communicate, whatever they have to communicate with a person that is giving us a tour. And here is like an example of the different sites that we visit in Seattle and Chicago. So we're trying to look sites that are relating with production, processing, distribution, retail, consumption, and waste, so to cover all the spectrums of the food system and point out during those visits the unique characteristics, okay, the unique characteristics of the urban food systems. The project is in the first year, the project we did for Chicago was every student was assigned a challenge. So when we were visiting the site, they had to ask about that specific challenge and report back to the class. The second and the third year, the project was mostly related with the urban food security audit. So we actually provide them 10 modes of action, which is the ones you can see there. And they were evaluating every site using those modes of action. And they were basically evaluating the contribution of that site in urban food security. And I have an actual example here about growing community around food. So they have a scale from 0 to 10, and they are evaluating the different sites. And we ask them to be as creative as possible when they're delivering the data. So one of our students came back. This is his results of the assessment of the city of Seattle. And, of course, what we can see here is, like, the city of Seattle is very advanced in innovation and community development, but not very good in advocacy. But this is only what came out of the site that we visit. So we cannot, like, make that as a general conclusion. Except of the notes that we were collecting during the tour, we have pre- and post-tour survey with 6 points from strongly disagree to strongly agree, and we were asked those to the people that went to the tour, as well as the urban agriculture class that was, like, in classroom course. We interviewed the TA and got written feedback from the students and the faculty that participate. The results I'm going to present are not combined together because the classes were not that homogeneous. So we had the class that were in physical classroom, 4 graduate students related with horticulture, and then a PhD student and 4 hort undergrads and 4 from other disciplines. And then at the Chicago tour, we had, like, mainly graduate students from urban food systems, same at the Seattle tour. And both in both tours, there were students that went at the Seattle and the Chicago tour. So some things I'm going to point out as we're going through the results of the survey, and I'm not going to go through all the questions because I don't have time, is the dotted bars are the pre-survey and the solid bars are the after. So we had an increase of the confidence in all the questions that we ask in all 3 classroom settings that we did. We also see that some of the questions we still continuously have an increase, even if some of the students have already taken the urban agriculture class and went to the first Chicago tour and then came to the second Seattle tour. The biggest increase we had, of course, at the comfort change from the students that participated at the class settings. And the coming slides are similar. So here you can see the changing on comfort in all of those questions that we ask the students. And again, I'm pointing out that at the urban agriculture class, we had the highest change. And then second was coming Seattle, Chicago, and then the Seattle tour. Still, after a class and a tour, they're still improving in their comfortability to deal with the issues and questions that are related with the food system. So we think that the Urban Food System Study Tour provides evidence for experiential learning. It's a good tool, and we are continuing to check on that. We think that provides value beyond the traditional classroom because we saw increase of confidence as they went from the classroom to the tour, and build the students' confidence and readiness to enter the urban food system profession, which is this coming from the questions that they reply. Those are my acknowledgements, and thank you for your attention.